Okay, so you feel pretty sure that you have ovulated and now you are in the quote unquote 2 week wait to see if you finally get a big fat positive on your pregnancy test. And you've done this over and over and over, but you're just, I mean, obviously we are hoping and praying that this is the cycle that you do get pregnant. And so what do you do, right? Like, what can you do? Is there anything you can do after ovulation to support healthy conception and healthy implantation? So let's find out. Hey sister, welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. All right. Well, I know that this is a hot topic on your minds for what in the world can you do when you're in that wait of you and your husband have gotten together, you know, you've ovulated or you think you have, and now you're just praying, right? You're just like sitting and praying because it's going to be a minute before anything would show up on a pregnancy test stick. So what can you do, right? Now, before we get into that, I have a couple things to chat with you about. So number one, if you have not left a review yet, please leave a review. Man, every single one of you who have, I just thank you so much. Some more have been coming in and it's just blessed me to see that this podcast and my messages have been encouraging to you. So if you have taken any encouragement or gained any knowledge or any wisdom or anything at all from my podcast, I just ask that you would scroll on down. And if you can click write a review, that would be super awesome. Just take 30 seconds and do that. It blesses me. But ultimately what that actually does is it gets my podcast to be seen by more people who are in the same boat as you and who are just wanting a baby already. And it's a hard thing, right? So if you could do that small act of kindness and just leave a review, that actually helps a lot of people. So, and I really appreciate you if you have. So just give yourself a high five if you have. also, if you guys are curious about my course, Fertility Framework, you totally should be. I'll talk more about it at the end of today's episode because you're kind of in this funky state of, okay, well, I've ovulated and maybe I'll get pregnant. So maybe I don't need to take the course. But if you're just curious what it looks like, you should scroll down here in the show notes. And I have made a sneak peek video of what is inside the course. And it's really cool. You'll get to check out what it looks like inside of the course and then inside of the Google Classroom if you sign up VIP. And whether you're VIP or DIY, you can also get a sneak peek of the workbook. And the workbook is so cool. This isn't just some flimsy course that you take and you learn a couple things. Y'all, it's like, it's really in depth. And so you can get a sneak peek of that if you just scroll down in the show notes and you can watch that video and check it out and see and pray about if that's something that the Lord would have you do and that He is leading you to. Obviously, if you are literally in the 2 week wait, I would probably wait to sign up for the course to see if you get pregnant or not this cycle. But in any case, check it out and see and start praying about if that's something that the Lord would have you do. Okay, so let's go into today's episode. I want to kick off today with Psalm 27. That is going to be, we're going to focus on the last verse, but I have to talk about the whole chapter. So we're going to focus on Psalm 27, 14 to give you encouragement for taking peace from the Lord in this wait, because I completely understand. I've been there. If you have had cycle after cycle after cycle of just wanting to be pregnant already, and just wondering when it's finally going to happen, I know that the desire intensifies after ovulation and while you are waiting to know. And one of the most beautiful things I always think of I've thought of for myself when I've been in this scenario, and then I think of for other women who are in this scenario, our God is so cool, and He is the maker of heaven and earth, and He is the maker of life, and He is the only one that knows if He has given you life inside of your womb. He is the only one. And so I take encouragement from Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. This is hard, but it's a repeated theme over and over in Scripture. You can also check it out in Lamentations 3, 22 through 26. You'll just see that the Lord desires that we wait on Him, that we are still, and that we are patient and quiet before Him. And He loves that. And this whole passage, what it's talking about, it is from David. And David is going up against some really tough stuff. In particular, he is battling against some enemies, some people that hate him. And he is just, in general, like, he is in a dark time in his life. And this is, if you've never really looked into this chapter, go read it, like, and just meditate on it and pray to the Lord on it, because the Lord will probably bring you a lot of encouragement. This is that chapter where we hear a lot of verses pieced together, threaded together in our Christian spheres. But one thing I ask from the Lord that I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. And David is proclaiming this in the midst of waiting on God in a very difficult and scary trial. But ultimately, David isn't just trying to have peace for today. He isn't just trying to have what he wants in his life right now. Ultimately, he has his eyes fixed on the dwelling of the house of the Lord. And I think that that is something that we want to be very mindful of in our fertility journeys, because I know it can feel like it is a never-ending trial and a never-ending season, and it can feel very discouraging. But I want to be here to remind all of us that we are to lift our eyes up to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and remember that our lives here on earth are not for our glory or our contentment or our joy, but for the kingdom of God, and to serve Him and to elevate Him and to spread His word. And yes and amen, Lord, please let us do that through being mothers and through having children. And we know, God, that it is in Your timing. It is in Your timing. And we keep our eyes fixed on Him. And ultimately, in verse 14, we are to wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. And yes, if you're wondering, I did look up the Hebrew. And that's a pretty accurate English translation of the Hebrew. It really does mean wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. So let's pray for that as we are waiting in these days, and hopefully just days and weeks, and you get pregnant, and oh my land, come join our Facebook group and tell me, like, tell me, Becca, I listened to that episode and then I got pregnant. It would just overjoy me to hear that. But even if you don't get pregnant, you should still join that group and get into community with us and talk about your fertility struggles, because it's a beautiful space to be able to talk about that kind of stuff with other sisters in Christ. So let's kind of get into, with keeping this in our mind of like, okay, of having this biblical encouragement, what else can we practically do to support our conception health in this very short window? So I'm going to give you guys a few things. So the number one thing I want you guys to think about is stress. And isn't that an annoying answer? Wow, Becca, thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, but here's how it works hormonally. Stress is one of the biggest stealers of progesterone, and I'll break it down for you, okay? So whenever you are stressed, your body produces a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is your fight, flight, or freeze hormone. So whenever you get stressed, whether it's you go for a walk and a coyote pops up or a bear pops up, that's kind of an obvious scenario. Like, oh man, yeah, you're going to get stressed. You're going to have a nice cortisol spike from that. And your body is going to figure out what to do. But honestly, in our day and age, like, we could be sitting on our phones and scrolling on social media, of which I do not recommend that. But if you're doing that, you could like see someone, you could see some video, and you could feel envious in your heart towards them. Like, I know this is a really real thing for you. Anytime you see a pregnancy announcement or someone just had their baby, it hurts and it's kind of hard. Like, you're happy for them, but it's hard, right? Girl, like, that can literally produce a cortisol spike in you, because you just feel this, this emotion and this welling up of like, oh my goodness, this is just hard. This is hard. And that can literally produce a cortisol spike. So like from, you know, walking on the street, seeing a bear to sitting on your phone and scrolling on social media or getting like a rude text message or something, from both of those ends and anything and everything in between, if our body interprets it as stress, we will have a cortisol spike. And whenever we have a cortisol spike, our body is like, whoa, 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 we're fighting a bear. So we got to shut down everything else because our main focus is to survive right now. Like, that's really cool how our God designed our bodies to survive. But in this technology age, we get a lot more of those spikes than I'd imagine people did 100, 200, 300 years ago, you know, before the Industrial Revolution. And we had, all right, let's not get into history, but before the Industrial Revolution, and then even 50, 60 years ago with the computer coming out. And like, we are just faced with a lot more stress, whether it is a bear or it's a screen, something can be causing that to come up in us. So we want to be very aware of that and aware that when that happens, our body is going to shut down other functions. So what other functions does it shut down? Like, it can literally shut down your digestive system. So, you know, you come across a bear one day and then, oh shoot, I haven't pooped for a few days now. or maybe it's just everything comes out of you. That could be a thing. Like, everything comes out because, like, oh my goodness, like, things are shutting down. I'm cleared out. I'm clearing house. And it's just, it's crazy, right? So your digestive system could get shut down in events of stress, and your reproductive system can get shut down in events of stress. So when that cortisol fires up, tells everyone else, hey, stop doing what you're doing because we got to focus on surviving right now. So my big point in that is, what is stressing you out? And I really encourage you to just kind of sit down and journal with the Lord on this and just ask Him, okay, God, what is stressing me out? What is a stress in my life that I have not even recognized as stress? What is something in my life that happens semi-regularly that I have just accepted as normal, and I deal with it, I trudge through it, I'm strong, I bear through it, but actually, Lord, you know if that's causing a cortisol spike in me, so can you please reveal that to me, God? And sitting and just asking God to reveal those things to you. I'll tell you a story of recently. You guys, if you're new here, I am a mother. I have 3 babies here on earth and 3 in heaven from miscarriages. And my 3 kids are wonderful. They're sweet, sweet, sweet. They're 4.5 and 3 and almost 1 year old. And I love them to pieces. And it is I call it a joyful chaos of being a stay-at-home mom. We homeschool, and I run this. I call this a business ministry because I love serving people basically on nap times and in their fertility journeys. And it's an act of love and service to be ministering here. But my life is very busy, and there are seasons where it is pretty stressful. And frankly, I think if you are a mom of, I know some of you guys are already moms in here, and you have like maybe 1 kid, and you're really, really wanting the next one. And even if you're not a mom, I know that you are working, and like, you're awesome at your job, and you're doing an incredible work in the service that God's called you to, whether that's being a teacher or a nurse or just like a desk job or whatever it is, like, you're doing an awesome job. And wherever we are called to be, like, maybe we are having some type of stress. So I know for me, I mean, we've got a 2-story house in a basement, and sometimes I'm like literally running up and down the stairs to take care of this kid who's screaming or this kid who needs something or this kid. And I'm just like, whoa, man, this is a lot. It's like crazy town here. And I have accepted it as like, this is motherhood, and it is not for the weak. but I've also, God has revealed it to me of like, hey, like, you do need to slow down and take care of yourself, because if you don't, you're just running on fumes. And I know this, like, I'm a hormone coach, and I consider God like my hormone coach because He is awesome, and He prompts me on little things that He wants me to adjust and me to change. And it's hard. It's very hard. But yeah, that's something that he has convicted me on recently, of recognizing even just the physical strain of being a mother and working super hard to just do all the things, like constant cleaning, constant laundry, constant cleaning up the spilled drinks and the spilled messes, and running upstairs for someone, and all of this. Like, it is physically a lot and taxing. And so just recognizing that is like the first thing, because once we recognize that stress, even if we don't interpret it as I'm stressed out, just recognizing, even if whether it is a physical stress or an emotional stress, to say, okay, like, that is a stress, and Lord, what should I do about it? You know? So for me, I mean, if it's just slowing down a little bit, or if I'm noticing that I am getting more tense or more anxious, to be like, okay, what do we just need to stop doing right now? So that way this isn't continuously provoked. Or, okay, I need to repent and admit, like, God, I am anxious right now. Please forgive me. And I turn away from this in the name of Jesus, and fill me with your Spirit of peace. And so just doing those little things throughout the day can really help to be like, yo, 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 I see that cortisol spike, and we're not doing that anymore. And we're going to do this instead. We're going to repent of that. We're going to recognize it. And we're going to turn away from it, forsake it, and be filled with the Spirit. So I just encourage you to think on what is, just ask the Lord, right? The Lord knows exactly what's going on in your body. He knows exactly what's going on in your hormones. He knows what is causing those cortisol spikes. So my encouragement for you is to just sit and be like, okay, God, what up? Like, what is causing me these cortisol spikes that I'm not even aware of, that I need to do something about? And what should I do instead? I think that's really, really important to know. I'll tell you another story. God's like just really been so sweet to me to convict me on little things. So recently I have been dealing with more anxiousness in the morning, and I'm a little annoyed because I'm like, yo, I'm having all of this protein, and I'm, you know, having my calming stuff, and I'm doing all blah, 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 but I'm still like kind of anxious in the morning. And I've been feeling this poke and prod from the Lord of like, stop your coffee in the morning and do your matcha in the morning. And I'm like, oh, come on, God, come on. Like, I put collagen in it. I put Relax Max in it. Like, I'm, you know, making sure it's made with a milk that my body is good with. And I'm like, no, like, that's not it. And so I've been kind of pushing him off. And recently I finally told my husband. And sometimes, like, when you tell someone, like, okay, I think the Lord might be prodding me on something, then you have to do it. So I told my husband the other day, I was like, okay, I think God's been prodding me on this. And so I'm going to do it, and we'll see how it goes. So I've switched out my lattes for a matcha latte in the morning. And I usually do matcha in the afternoon instead of a coffee. So I don't usually do coffee in the afternoon. So usually I'd have a matcha in the afternoon, but he's like, no, have it in the morning. And I've said, okay, sure, I will try it. And it's been good. Like, it's been really good. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll just listen to you. So it's not like, God is sweet and good and asking us to do small and little things that we can handle, right? Like, small and little things that maybe we don't want to do, but we can do it, and we can ask the Lord for discipline and strength to be obedient to him and to be listening and in tune to him and to those things. So that is my encouragement for you guys today. And there's a lot of other things that you can be doing in that weight. Like, make sure you're getting plenty of healthy fat and lots of protein, and eating your healthy foods and all of that. But if you're looking for more tips, and especially if you don't get pregnant this cycle, I just want you to know, like, you have heard this message for a reason. You are here for a reason. And download the show. Okay. So you click the little plus button, so that way you can find it easily. Again, if you need it, if you don't get pregnant, and I think you should totally come into Fertility Framework and figure out, like, okay, why am I not getting pregnant? I'm doing those things. I did what Becca said. I prayed to God about this. I stopped doing XYZ. I noticed when I was having cortisol, but the pregnancy thing didn't happen. And so there could be a lot more going on in your cycle and in your fertility that we want to look at and support and help. And so I really encourage you to come into Fertility Framework. You're going to learn, like, everything you need to know. And if you do it with me VIP, you will will get my hands and my eyes and my heart on your cycle history and your chart and your hormones. And like, let's figure you out and figure out what kind of support plan we can put together for you so that you can conceive and you can get pregnant. All glory to the Lord in his will and in his way. So you guys, that's what I have for you today. Let me pray a blessing over you. This will be a very fun prayer because I know if you're listening to this, like you are in that weight. And so, man, I hope a lot of babies come from this. Okay. Lord Jesus, I just come before you and I thank you so much for allowing me the grace to speak today on this episode for these women who are knowing enough about their body, which is amazing, that they know, they think that they have ovulated and that they want a baby so bad. And so, Lord, you know exactly what is going on in her body. You know if life is already conceived in there or not. You are the giver and the maker of this miracle of life. And I praise you for that, Lord. And God, I do pray that if you have knit together a baby in her womb, I praise you that you have made it fearfully and wonderfully. And Lord, I pray against any issues that her body has had that has prevented her from conceiving and having a healthy pregnancy. I pray against that in the name of Jesus. And I pray that conception would happen just naturally and beautifully and that her hormones would be amazing. I pray for healthy progesterone. I pray that the baby would just be gloriously knit together and in a great spot in her uterus. I love all these specific prayers. And so I just lift that up in your name, Lord. And Father, if now is not the time for her to conceive, if she has other things she needs to work on, she has other things you need to show her about her body in this broken world, if she has things she needs to learn and change in her life, I just pray, God, I do pray that she wouldn't conceive this cycle. For in lieu of potentially conceiving and having a miscarriage, God, I pray that that you would wait to give her that life until her body is truly in a place that is healthy and sufficient and nutrient dense to support a life that you will give her in the future. And so, Lord, I just pray you would guide her, you would direct her steps, you would bless her and her husband mightily, and Lord, that she would remember to wait for you, that she would be strong and take heart and wait for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.